If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right. Welcome back. The Ducks are in the Peach Bowl in the Fantasy on the Road. We have a watch party at Thirsty Lions Washington Square location this Friday. Dirt and Anthony Newman get things started with Ducks Game Day presented by Coors Light. They will be on location at noon. So join the fan Friday, Jan 9 at the Thirsty Lion Washington Square location for the rematch. Oregon, Indiana in the college football playoff semifinals. I was listening to Steven Sportsnort there, and he had the little thing about Tyler Shuck. Can the Ducks claim Tyler Shuck? Can you say former Duck Tyler Shuck?
I mean, yeah, technically, right? I mean,
is he a Duck?
I would say no. I if I was a Duck fan, I would not claim him. But at the same time, you technically could because he went to Oregon. But it was also not even his last school. It was Oregon, Texas Tech,
Louisville,
then Louisville. So yeah. It's like once removed.
So could Texas Tech claim him? Because he didn't do much at Texas Tech. He was there a while, but he didn't do anything there.
I don't know. I mean, Jalen Hurts gets claimed by Alabama and Oklahoma.
It just depends if he's good. If Shuck goes out and wins the NFC South, Duck fans can claim him.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's if I'm Auburn, I'm claiming Bo Nix now.
Now, I was watching a bowl game the other day, and there was a former Duck quarterback in there, and I was like, hey, I always wondered what happened to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, like, Wake Forest. Is Wake Forest quarterback Robbie Ashford?
Robbie Ashford.
Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Former Duck, Robbie Ashford.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think.
No.
I mean, I know he was at Oregon. I don't know if they can claim him, but
I'm looking here. I wanted to see Shuck. So he was at Oregon for 3 years.
Was he?
Yeah. So he played.
How many starts?
So I'm looking here. So he only started 7, but he played in 15 games.
Okay. Who did he back up?
Texas, that would have been 18, 19, and 20. Who would that have been? Who was before Nix? Was that like Anthony? Was that the Anthony Brown kind of run there? But I'm looking here. So at Texas Tech, he played in 15 games. At Louisville, he played 12. He played in as many games at Oregon as he did any other school.
Yeah, he backed up Herbert.
Oh,
because that was the Rose Bowl year.
Duh.
The Cristobal Rose Bowl.
There you go.
He would have played in many games as what? What
he played in as many games at Oregon as he did at Texas Tech and more than he did at Louisville.
See,
he started more at Tech, but
yeah, that I don't think people would have thought that. He is a duck.
Yeah. He only started at Tech. 3 years at Tech. He started 4 games, 5 games, and 4 games. And then at Louisville, he started all 12. So
he was pretty good at Louisville, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was solid.
In his 1 year?
He was 8-4. But this is going to be the... This is just going to be the nature of now when guys go to the NFL. It's like, where did he play? Oh, where didn't he play?
I know. I mean,
some of these guys are going to end up, by the time it's done, are going to play at 4 different schools.
Well, did you see the kid who went from Texas to Oklahoma? Or maybe it was Oklahoma to Texas.
No, it was Texas to Oklahoma. Yeah. It was Arch's roommate, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole thing down, you know, because of the rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had...
But I just don't think players give a rip.
No. Like, I mean,
if Texas... Look, if Damon Williams is playing at Washington and Oregon comes calling saying, hey, we want you for $6 million, guess what? He's going to Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, we fans are like, oh, no way he's going. He hates the... don't care.
Sappington went from Oregon State to Oregon. What was his first name? But Muhammad, the corner at Oregon.
Washington, yeah.
Jamar.
Jabbar, yeah, that's right. Jabbar Muhammad. He was a UW. Well, actually, he was Oklahoma State, then UW, and then Oregon. You know, we've seen this. So it's just, yeah, there's no more. We've got to eventually just get past the loyalty thing because kids do this now in AAU and Little League. Certainly they do it in high school. Was it Raiola, the quarterback, the former Nebraska guy? They said that when he transferred now, this will be, I think, 6 schools in 7 years going back to, like, middle school.
You mean Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, the chubby Patrick Mahomes.
Where's he going? Has he decided?
I don't think he's landed yet.
He hasn't landed yet, no.
But, yeah, it's like, this is just what kids do now. They you know, you go play at the IMG Academy, or Oak Hill had this, and basketball was kind of the first one at this, and was it Bishop Gorman? Mm-hmm. So many of these kids now, here in Oregon, I mean... You have from Central Catholic to Jesuit. And I mean, I was a Vancouver kid and Jesuit tried to get me to come play for him. So did a school up in Seattle and Olympia. And that was 25 years ago. So kids now are just conditioned that there is no more. You play with your friends and you play where your school boundary. That's all gone. And kids now know that you have a limited amount of time to put your foot in the cash register, especially if you don't think you're an NFL guy. And for a guy like Damon Williams or Pavia that have a stature that probably keeps them from being a big-time NFL prospect, dude, you got to take that 3 or 4 years and you got to cash in and try to set yourself up for life.
Well, you're right. And it happens in high school, too. Like, the number one high school player is Tyron Stokes. He plays at Rainier Beach.
Yeah.
He literally made his decision a day before their season started to go to Rainier Beach.
Yeah.
Like, he announced it wasn't on the team 1 day before the game started. He's like, I'm going to Rainier Beach.
This is just
And this is about money? Yeah, just about
money, AAU.
What are those kids getting?
Like, well, there is NIL now in a lot of these schools.
But what's he get? How much is it?
I don't know.
High school kid getting.
But I mean, Kevin Love was the reason Kevin Love went to UCLA, right? Was partially because of Adidas. Like, I mean, these shoe deals are all. I mean,
Tyron Stokes does have a deal with Nike. People are valuing it estimated $1.7 million, while it says could be up as high as $3.2 million.
God,
for a high school senior.
And he's in high school.
High school, yeah.
18 years old.
Man.
I mean, that's DeBanza, the BYU kid, supposedly. And again, I don't know how much of this to believe, but they said $6 or $7 million, right? And then he denies it, but everyone always denies it. But
he looks worth it.
Yeah.
When I watch him play.
So I just can't fault anyone. And now it's one thing if you're a LeBron type guy and you think that the NBA or the NFL is going to come calling, then maybe it's a little bit different. But even then, there's no guarantee. And you are talking about at the time people that come from no money. And there is a huge difference between making $2 million and making $4 million, or making $500,000 and making $1.5 million. And our deal was worth $4 million. Yeah, well, there was six. And it's hard to turn that down.
I don't know if any of you watch the Saints play, but because I don't. But if you did you happen to catch what Tyler Shuck said? Because they do the Tyler Shuck, Oregon.
I have not seen the beginning of a Saints game in probably 8 years.
I know. I don't watch it either.
Good.
But I wonder what he says. Oregon, Louisville, Tech, high school.
Yeah, a lot of kids now are doing high schools.
Rodgers did that. Did you see that the other night?
Yeah, he did his high school.
Idiot.
Yeah. Although he just played. Well, I guess he was a junior college and then Cal. But
Aaron Rodgers' darkness retreat.
Aaron Rodgers' darkness cabin. Aaron Rodgers' Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay. Let's get back to this game. These games. College football playoff. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many transfers are starting for each team? And we'll take a first look at Ole Miss Miami when we come back on the fam. Well, this one will not be on grass. Both games in a dome.
That's really going to become the norm. I mean, you look in the NFL, and college is even worse. There's just not many grass fields anymore.
I know.
Even Green Bay has a hybrid. So they have a grass field that's, or I guess they have a grass field that's supplemented with turf. So it's just.
I like what Vegas does. They have grass.
They roll their, yeah.
They roll it out.
Yeah.
As a player, what's easier or better to play on?
Oh, grass, 100%. But grass is really hard to, nice grass, there's nothing better. But most places, unless you're like in the South, Alabama, and I don't know if they still have it, Alabama was the nicest field I ever played on in my entire life. It was like a putting green. Arizona State, phenomenal. That's Arizona. That's Alabama. We had nice grass at BYU. We had a beautiful grass field, but at the end of the year, it turns into mush. And that's the problem, is that even if you try to take care of a grass field, when you get into the cold weather months and everyone playing on it, it turns into absolute slop.
Which well, the is why Rose Bowl was always sloppy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice grass. Yeah. We went there many years. But, and they would go down on the field, and you'd walk around. It was really slick.
Because they always had to resod it, and a lot of times when you resod fields to make it look all pretty and nice, you end up with bad fields.
But
there's
you
just
would
a
think
lot
in
that
LA
goes into grass.
That you wouldn't lose it.
You would
Why
think?
Do you have to resod it? You're in Los Angeles.
Don't know. Well, again, UCLA plays there, maybe gets beat up. And again, they want for the TV, same thing with the Super Bowl. They want the pristine field. So like when they play a Super Bowl outdoors and it's whether it's in Arizona, Vegas or whatever, they grow a new field just for the Super Bowl. They don't even let you play on the old grass. They bring in all new grass. And a lot of times, again, by doing that for the aesthetics, you sacrifice there being deep roots and you can end up with a really sloppy field, which is why most people now just do, here's our synthetic turf. You know, it's no more AstroTurf. It's the rubber pellet turf. That's what everyone uses. And I don't know what they call that anymore. It's just the turf. And most places just do it now because it's once and you forget about it. You don't have to deal with all the upkeep.
Well, there is something too, like this Miami Ole Miss game is at the Fiesta Bowl. Mm-hmm. So that's in Phoenix or in Glendale.
Yeah.
There is something to, and I think it's part of like the Rose Bowl aesthetic, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Is the grass.
Yeah.
And green and just the colors. There's something to the Fiesta Bowl, and I think the same is true of the Superdome in New Orleans, where when you see a games there, you're like, it's like it's not as pretty. It's not as cool.
Yes.
It doesn't seem that way anyway.
Yeah. And I think it
Am I the only one that feels that?
No. There is a better look to a grass field. 100% when it's done right.
But Atlanta doesn't bother me.
No.
Even though that's a dome.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just the color of it.
I don't know. I find outdoor fields that are turf, I think is crap. But almost everyone's doing it now. In fact, look at the NFL. All the new stadiums being built are domes. They're all gonna have turf. In fact, I think it's now the AFC. What are the Chiefs? That's not the AFC West is all turf now. When Kansas City builds their stadium, every stadium there will be turf. Chicago's going to put a dome in when they're doing it. Buffalo's doing a dome.
To me, Denver doesn't seem like it. Yeah. Like, it's still, Denver's a cool place to watch a game on TV. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. It's just the aesthetics of each stadium. Is
Glendale
different.
Does the roll-in, roll-in out. They do the whole, removable turf as well.
So the percentage of starters that are transfers for each team, Ole Miss, 15 of 22. Are transfers.
15 of 22?
Yeah, 68%.
That's a lot.
Of their starters are transfers.
Yeah. I wonder too, like backups, because again, backups can be a lot of the high school depth. And that goes back to recruiting, because Ole Miss and Indiana have way worse recruiting profiles than Miami and Oregon.
Indiana is number two at 64%.
Okay.
14 of their 22 starters are transfers.
So I was right. So Oregon and Miami will have less.
Miami is at 55%,
okay.
12 of their 22 stars. Now, mind you, it's only a three-player difference between Ole Miss and Miami.
Sure.
Basically, they all have a bunch of transfers.
Yeah.
And Oregon is at 45%, where 10 of their 22 starters are transfers.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think. DeCorian Moore is homegrown, right? Gary Bryant Jr. is homegrown. Poncho's homegrown. Sadiq homegrown. I'm trying to think. Whittington would be homegrown. So, yeah, it's just...
Well, there's 12 of them.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
called sports.
Interestingly, 51 of 88 starters in this Final Four of college football are transfers.
Yeah.
Which is pretty wild.
Well, I think when you are a school now, I think the idea is again, you have to recruit well at a high school and you try to build the depth of the team, but no one goes into a season anymore, I think, counting on young players to grow and develop. It's nice if they do, but like for me, like, so I go to BYU and I was a decent sized recruit. I would have been a 3 or a 4 star kid. Certainly not going to be a 5 star kid. So let's say high 3, low 4 star kid. Go to BYU.
Why wouldn't you be 5 star? Not enough wiggle.
Not enough wiggle in those hips.
Too much moxie. Not enough wiggle.
Too small hands over there.
Yes, short arms too. Small hand smells like cabbage. So I go to BYU, red shirt my first year, and freshman year play a lot, but I'm a backup. Backup at all three interior positions. I play in all the games, but I'm not a starter. Sophomore year, I start at left guard for probably 75% of the season. And then going into my junior year, so I had a good sophomore year, and I played way more than the other guy, but you could say that we split time. Let's say I played 2.5, 3 quarters, he played a quarter. And so going into my junior year, they tell me that I'm going to slide over to center. We had a good center. He's graduating. Suk, you're our center. We're moving you over, and away we go. We like what you did at guard. Never really played center before, but here you go. I think in today's world, they don't do that. I think in today's world, if we're a team that thinks we're going to be good, you just go out and find a center. And then I have to compete with that guy, or you keep me at left guard where I played last year. So I just think it's an entirely different world now. Even if you had a kid that you like, you're like, hey, this kid played a lot of snaps for us last year. Cool. We're still going to go out and find a guy that's played 2 years. Because why would you trust anymore, especially if you're Oregon or Miami, why would you trust that a 19-year-old kid is going to take a jump? And I did make a big jump. That was when everything changed for me and it slowed down and I became what I thought was a good player. Why would you risk that when I can go find a kid that started 2 years at Kansas State and was second team all Big 12 last year? Like, that, this is just the new reality of
then
it.
Then you go to Kansas State.
And then at that point,
or Kansas, we would have had you.
Yeah,
we would have liked you.
Or again, you leave me there, and you're like, "Well, he was the guard, and you keep him there at guard, or you force me to compete." But yeah, you're right. There's a good chance over those couple years,
you would have transferred.
I would have transferred because you're like, "Okay, well, I'm going to go find somewhere else where I can play right away." And so there's the new reality of it is the transfer portal. The Dabo Sweeneys of the world, that's a dying breed. You have to live in the portal world. Because this is how it's built. Whether you're a powerhouse, Ohio State, who, by the way, Ohio State, plenty of transfers. Ohio State, Oregon, or your Ole Miss or Indiana. Indiana and Ole Miss have to have it because they can't recruit. But for Oregon and Ohio State, if you're not supplementing already a talented roster, then you're leaving holes in your roster that is silly and ignorant.
And then on the recruiting tip, according to Fox College Football, here are the 4-star and 5-star counts for each team, okay?
Okay.
So we went through transfers.
And this is going to be the same thing. It will be overwhelmingly Oregon and Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty alarming.
Yeah.
If you're Indiana.
Yeah.
But they don't care because they're just kicking fools' ass.
It's a weird.
It's weird.
It's so strange.
So Oregon, so of 4-star kids, Oregon has 52. Miami has 40.
Yeah.
Ole Miss has 33.
Yeah.
Indiana, 7.
It's what Indiana's doing is not supposed to happen. And this is the thing. Everything about Indiana says they're better than Oregon. They already proved it. They were better than Ohio State. They're the number one team. They should be the overwhelming favorite. And yet history tells us that eventually teams with this talent profile, the TCUs of the world and kind of the plucky upstarts, eventually they hit a wall and talent wins. We've never seen this, but it's also a new world of the portal and all this stuff. So is this all kind of ancient history that we're relying on and this is a new world? Or does Cinderella finally die and Indiana like wakes up one day and realizes we're not supposed to be here?
I don't think they're a Cinderella because they've been too good against elite teams. They're not a Cinderella.
No.
But I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I just think that this will be very, very telling. You're right.
Yeah.
Like if Indiana just cruises through this and polishes this off,
the world
we need to change our thinking.
Yes.
But I don't know about you, but I still kind of feel like Indiana's going to go down for this very reason.
I have.
Look,
that.
I think Indiana and Oregon is going to be a great football game. Yeah. Oregon is not going to get punked by Indiana a second time. I don't know if they're going to win. It's a very close game. It comes down. See, this is what we always say about games like this. It comes down to big-time players making big-time plays,
yeah,
or just not making the big mistake. So if you say a game like this comes down to big-time players making big-time plays, who are you going to bet on? Oregon. They have more. They have Sadiq.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about the Davison thing. I think we're making way too much of that. Yeah. They still have Whittington. They still have Hill. They still have Moore. Yeah. They still have their offensive line. They have Sadiq. They have freaking Moore out on the outside.
It's a more talented roster.
Tell me what. All you need is one or two of those guys to make a huge play. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying Indiana can't have a guy do that, yeah, but they don't have the talent level by any stretch of the imagination that Oregon does.
No.
So, I mean, it's just one thing of a lot of things, but it's one thing working in Oregon's favor. And I still think it's a bigger thing, even though Indiana has kind of blown holes in that argument.
Yep.
I still feel like when you get to this level right here, it matters. Now, Alabama, they were weird all year.
But they have that same talent profile that Oregon does, and Indiana just bitch slapped them.
But Alabama's been weird this
year. And Ohio State is a more talented team. When you look at most people's top 100 NFL draft board, Ohio State of the top 100 players, Ohio State has 10. 11 if you count Jeremiah Smith, who's not even draft eligible. Like, it was the most talented team, and Indiana held them to 10 points.
Yeah, but it was a close game.
It was a close game.
And Miami beat them better than Indiana did.
Yes. So it's this weird thing where I'm with you. In my soul, I want to say that Oregon gets over the hump.
I think Oregon's winning this game. I'm going to say it right now. I think they're winning the game. I do.
Well,
I took them. I put my money where my mouth is. I took the Ducks.
I said they were going to win the first one, and Indiana came into your house, and they cooked on your grill. They just cook on your grill, and they wipe their feet on the mat. So I've already been proven wrong once. I kept saying all year that I thought Indiana would eventually run into the wall that we're talking about.
Cook on your grill.
And they didn't.
Well, they're not going to run into a wall.
And
it's
so
going to be
tough. I'm done doubting Indiana. So yeah, I am with you in my heart. I want to say that Oregon gets this done. But everything I've seen from Indiana, and maybe there's part of me that wants to see this because I want to see Indiana take the whole world, flip it upside down, give them the bird. It's the greatest story in college sports history if they finish this off. And so I just, in my head, I can't bring myself to say that Oregon's going to win. But I get that feeling that you have. Get it.
Five stars. Oregon, 6. Miami, 5. Ole Miss, 3. Indiana, 0.
Zero.
They have 7 4- or 5-star kids.
Yes.
7.
Yeah.
The Ducks have 58. How do you not win that football game?
I don't know.
Yet Indiana's favored in the game.
Yes. I know. Well, it's amazing.
Because when Indiana ran into the two teams that were good last year, they just got bullied.
Exactly.
And I thought Oregon, big physical, both sides of the ball, I just thought they were going to bully Indiana. And they did not. Neither side of the line bullied Indiana. And I just kind of sat there and watched that game. And about halfway through it, I went, Indiana stopped that narrative. And then they played Ohio State. And I was like, all right, rubber meets the road. Ohio State's just too good up front, and there's too athletic on the outside. No, no. And then they just took Alabama, which I know Alabama was funky, but Alabama still is as talented as anyone in the country, and Indiana whooped that ass. And so I don't know. Maybe they are the exception.
Lace them up.
Maybe they're the exception to this whole thing.
All right, in the news coming up next.
The weird, I mentioned it earlier when we did the little report, they don't have anything super unique. Like, remember when Chip had it rolling at Oregon? It's because they had one weird thing, right? They ran the tempo. Or we've seen teams that do one thing specifically that's just kind of different. And it's odd, and maybe they're ahead of the curve. Whether, again, tempo or an air raid or something that gives people problems. Indiana doesn't. This is not smoke and mirrors. There is nothing overly super complex that they do, which is another weird component. They shouldn't be able to run these schemes with that talent and have it fustigate the entire world of college football.
You know what they are, Jace? Good little team.
They are.
Good little team. Nothing to be ashamed of over there. In the news next, we're going to talk about those, you know, those little tiny home villages?
Yeah.
You know those?
Yeah.
Where they're putting all the homeless people?
Yes.
Yeah, now they're evicting people out of them.
Can you do that?
I think you can.
Oh, well.
And we will tell you what they're doing there next on The Fan. Here's Steven.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.